You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is The Rob Carson Show. It is a Thursday edition of The Rob Carson Show. And you know, I think we need some new bumper music. Let's go ahead and cue that, Brian. Brand new for today only. I've been waiting to play the Fine Young Cannibals for a while. She drives me crazy. And it's not very often that you have a relative consumed by cannibals, but apparently Joe Biden has. Go ahead and crank it up. Let's hear him sing for a second. So did you hear the latest thing? Joe Biden was speaking in Scranton yesterday. He stopped by Dunder Mifflin to do an appearance that gathered 20 reporters and two people. And, and he relayed the story. I hadn't heard this one before. Of all the things that I had heard before, I'd never heard the story of Joe Biden's Uncle Bozy. When you get older, and maybe this is just common, you start relaying stories of your past and all that, and then that sometimes with Joe Biden, every story he's ever told about everything he's ever done in his life has been an exaggeration or a lie. And so here is Joe Biden yesterday talking about his Uncle Bozy, who was shot down over Papua New Guinea during World War II. They didn't find the bodies, so apparently he was consumed. I've been listening to this for 24 hours. I can't. Here's President Derpy Doo.
We called him Uncle Bozy. He was shot down. He was Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals. Never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there and they checked and found some parts of the plane and the like.
And so apparently he believes that Uncle Bo. Sorry. Uncle Bozy was consumed by cannibals. Oh my God in heaven. Anyway, they're talking about Ambrose J. Finnegan's plane, the 1940s. His remains were never located. According to his own Defense Department, he was a courier flight that suffered engine failure and ditched in the ocean off Papua New Guinea, May 14, 1944. His uncle was a passenger, not the pilot. Wrongway Feldman was the pilot. That's a Gilligan's Islands reference for all you Gen Xers who are listening. Biden made the cannibal comments at Dunder Mifflin in Scranton, and where he visited a war memorial bearing the name of his Uncle Bozy. His Uncle Bozy there. He went by Uncle Bozy, and Joe said, of course, he's a hell of a guy. He was a hell of a guy. The loss of Ambrose Finnegan is detailed in a missing aircraft report on March the 17th, 1944 at the National Archives, marked secret. The War Department shows he was not flying the plane, indeed a passenger. There were three crew, one passenger, kind of like Tom Hanks in that movie Castaway. Guy sitting up front, he's sitting back there, goes to the bathroom, and oh my God, you're suddenly in the ocean. Finnegan was listed as a second lieutenant who was a courier. He was a courier. Maybe he had some classified documents. Don't even know. The three-strong crew consisted of a pilot, gunner, and an engineer. According to the report, the weather was good when the plane went down, and there was no evidence to suggest whether those on board had survived. Pilots reported back no trace was found of Uncle Bozy. The report by the Defense POWMIA accounting agency said there was a crew of three, one passenger. Of course, plane departed Airport Los Negros. Oh, that's so racist. Island for a courier flight to NADZAB Air Force in New Guinea. For unknown reasons, the plane was forced to ditch in the ocean off the north coast. Both engines failed at low altitude. The aircraft's nose hit hard in the water. Three men failed to emerge from the smoking wreckage and were lost in the crash. So that's apparently the story. And Joe Biden says he was consumed by cannibals, which I guess kind of answers the question, what the in-flight snack was. I think that's what it was right there. We know what the in-flight snack was. This is new from Jim Gossett on the Rob Carson Show.
Biden makes a lot of stuff up. like his latest tale about his Uncle Bosey. Joe had a hunch. Bose was New Guinea's lunch. Pentagon says that it never happened. Cannibals Joe Biden says ate his Uncle Bosey back in World War II. They took him by force. He was their main course. His name was Bosey, but they called him Stew. Everyone knows that Joe is lying. His uncle's story, no one's buying. Media's not even trying to mention Joe. They won't expose him, even with all the lies he throws them. Contradictions they won't disclose one word.
There are a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Pentagon, Pentagon, Pentagon refutes it. Uncle Bosey had good taste. According to Joe, that's what the cannibals said. But we'll never know.
There you go. That is a crackling Bosey.
You cannot trust Joe.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm just glad it wasn't Hunter that they consumed, because they would have gotten a contact high. I mean, honestly, if you ate Hunter's flesh, you'd be all so coked up out of your mind, you wouldn't even know it. You'd be sitting there, and normally, you know, when you eat human flesh, I guess you're hungry a half an hour later. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe if it's a Chinese person, you get hungry. It was a Chinese plane, so yeah, everybody was hungry a half an hour later. but you know that if Hunter was on that plane, they'd all be high. They'd be wired out of their minds. They'd be like, what the hell happened there? I just had some ribs, and my God, I'm just wired out of my mind here, and look at how bright the colors are. It would have happened that way. So that's the latest story from Joe Biden. His uncle Bosey was consumed by cannibals. This is one of those stories, those legendary stories that families have. You know, my dad used to do it as a joke, you know, because, you know, he was an older guy. My dad was actually a World War II veteran, and he died 30 years ago when I was in my 20s. And he'd make up stories. He'd be like, oh, yeah, me and Daniel Boone, you know, we were out, you know, we were hunting for beaver. Could have been a couple things, and these Native Americans came after him, and they were going to try and scalp him. I know this is so racist, and we were splitting wood, and we convinced the Indians. He called them Indians, so politically incorrect, to hold their fingers in there to split the wood open, and we removed the wedge, and their fingers got caught, and then we ran away. That was one of the stories my dad used to tell. That was one of the, and it, you know, that obviously didn't happen. But Uncle Bosey being eaten by cannibals, I mean, of all the stories that he has said, I'm gonna give the man some credit on that one. That is Mr. Magoo on steroids. That is Uncle Bosey being eaten by cannibals is I mean, honestly, they should write a book. They should do a movie. Uncle Bosey. What would it be? Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? I love it. Uncle Bosey, yeah, this is our president. This is our president. The Joe Scarborough says his brain is perfect. It's working beautifully. And honestly, he's the top of his game and everything. And yesterday, this infirmed, pathetic, dementia-addled man goes to Scranton, Pennsylvania, and relays a story about an uncle who was eaten by cannibals, and then he goes to a Sheetz truck stop. They're big on the East Coast, and they got sandwiches and stuff and wheels of meat. And he saw that Donald Trump bought some shakes for people at the Chick-fil-A, and he decided to buy some sandwiches, I guess, because, you know, Donald Trump did that while he's simultaneously demanding and commanding 4 political indictments against Donald Trump in New York City and making Donald Trump stay in the courtroom every single day while he relays his story about Uncle Bosey. It's just hilarious. And then Joe Biden, he was talking, because he's in charge of the free world and everything, and he's trying to hold sway over Israel, and he's telling Israel not to attack the country. He's trying to kill him and everything. And Joe Biden yesterday, he uh, he decided he'd comment on Israel, and he said that he confused the Israeli city of Haifa with Rafah in Gaza. He mistakenly warned Israel not to move on Haifa instead of Rafah. So he got that confused. Again, this was the leader of the free world. Here he is right here. This is classic. Not as good
and
as
I made it
those.
Clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway.
Don't attack your own city. Do not attack Haifa.
And no. I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just... Look
at it. He is sharp as a tack, man. I got to tell you. You know what he needs? What I think would help? Some Prevagen and maybe some human flesh. Maybe that's what he needs. That's what he needs. Oh, my goodness. This is the way it's going to be today, by the way. We're going to have some fun today. And I got to tell you, I am, despite everything that's going on in New York City, I know that. It is very stressful. But I do believe it is also, we are in a period of great enlightenment and great things are going to be happening. We just got to get through these speed bumps, all right? So we will have much more on the other side of this break, 800-922-6680. I'm going to go have a snack. I would just walked by the studio. There's a pretty nice-looking piece sitting in there in a chair in the next studio. 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
It is the Rob Carson Show, and it is Thursday. One day until Friday, thank goodness. And very shortly, got a lot of things to cover with regard to what's happening in New York and what's happening in D.C. Obviously, we know that... That yesterday Chuck Schumer decided to keep us in the dark about the malfeasance of the federal government and the treasonous activity of our DHS secretary. And, you know, that's cool. That's cool because I'll just wait for the tribunals. I'll wait for the tribunals, and I want the bastard let in ankle chains. Hey, oh, you shouldn't say that. Oh, yeah, hell yeah, I do. We got 230,000 kids who've died from fentanyl poisoning. All right, not ODs, poisoning from China. We've got rapes and murders. We've got cities being invaded. We've got massive crime. We've got people being driven out of business. We've got health systems overrun. We've got budgets broken. We've got on and on and on. I'll wait for the tribunals, thank you. Bring the tribunals because they're going to happen eventually. So you know what I do? Just hang in there. Just hang in there. We're gonna get there. We're going to have a lot of bumps in the meantime, but we are going to get there eventually. Also, I want to talk about these idiotic Google employees who decided that they would hold their own little anti-Israel protest. And you know, when you work in a business and you think you can make your boss capitulate to your demands, you're going to get fired. And they all got fired. So your little snowflakes on campus, you can get away with that. When you got these little matriarchal, helicopter moms who run the universities, and they'll go, oh, dear, yeah, you can be anti-Semitic and you can do all this. But in the real world, you get your ass fired. And I think it's fantastic. And I hope it goes on their resume. And I hope they have to work at Starbucks if they can get a job at Starbucks. So that's coming up very shortly. Let's go to Tariq in Ellicott City. Hello, Tariq. How you doing, my brother? What's going on?
Hi. So I heard with great interest about Mr. Biden's uncle, what's the fellow's name, Bozy?
Uncle Bozy. Old Uncle Bozy.
Eaten by cannibals in the Pacific Theater near New Guinea.
Yes.
My father served in World War II. He was in that neighborhood in the Solomon Islands in the Admiralty Islands.
Gotcha.
There were cannibals over there.
Yes.
And I heard that when the... When Mr. Biden sent his investigators over there to find traces of his uncle, they did find a piece of his little finger.
Yes.
So, in the end, the people from New Guinea gave Biden the finger.
Yeah, yes, they did. They gave him the finger, like America is doing right now.
Get out of here, Brandon.
You know, that's
what worries me on contemporary politics over here.
Yes, yes.
Is that although I believe the election was stolen, I was there on January the 6th, by the way.
Yes, yes.
Across
yes.
the parking lot on the lawn.
Yes.
There's no question in my mind that the election was stolen.
Yes.
But there's also no question in my mind that at least 50 million of my fellow citizens voted for Biden.
Yes.
We knew that he was mentally destroyed almost 4 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what? People who watch ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, and CNN don't. And they're still in denial. And if you actually take what Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough says seriously, you would believe that Joe Biden is perfectly fine. You would believe the people who say, you know what, he only displays his dementia in public. Behind the scenes, he's sharp as a tack.
This is Baghdad Bob.
What now? What?
Baghdad Bob.
Oh God, yes. Oh God, it's Bob Baghdad Bob times 10. I mean, it is that. It's a massive denial. It's a delusion. And I have a funny feeling they know exactly what it is. They are just in denial. They are just in severe denial about this man. But honestly, that's why I am reclaiming ridicule and mockery and comedy, because you can't take these people serious anymore. I mean, we have to obviously take seriously what they're doing to the country. But while we're doing that, let's expose them for their outrageous stupidity and ignorance.
Yes, and, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Because
so,
they're out to destroy the country.
Absolutely. Did you hear? Did you, by the way?
They're saying the quotations reported this morning were that these proposed hearings about the impeachment of Mayorkas were unconstitutional. What are you talking about, unconstitutional?
Yeah, yeah.
They're saying
yeah.
black is white is black, night
exactly.
is day, day is night.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'll just wait for the tribunals. And honestly, have you noticed, and I don't want to give away the secret here, because, I mean, I believe that they're not talking about retribution. Doesn't mean that retribution is not on the table. Doesn't mean that retribution, and I'm not talking retribution, I'm talking about justice. Doesn't mean that justice is not on the table. So they're going to get all these little victories. They're going to try to steal the election, and they're not going to succeed. And when we get in power, there are going to be all sorts of people appointed to investigate these things, and we're going to make some people pay for their abuses and usurpations.
Well,
I absolutely believe that. It has to happen. Go ahead.
The way I look at the ebb and flow over here,
yes,
is that sometime between now and the end of the convention, Mr. Biden will be there'll be a pinch hitter.
Of course.
There'll be a substitute.
Of course.
I suspect it's going to be Michelle Obama.
No, it's not going to be Michelle Obama. She doesn't want to, and she's not polling any higher than anybody else. You may think that that people think that they can make her a candidate. She doesn't want to do it, and she is an elite. Everybody thinks she's an elite. She's not popular anymore, and she's out of touch with everything. So there's no way she's going to be the candidate.
Well, I hope that you're right.
Well, I think who knows? Honestly, who knows?
But what
I will
I'm
tell
afraid
you
of is Mr. Biden is going to win 200 million votes, and then let's say there was no fix over here. It was an honest election.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there are going to be at least 26 states and 100 million plus people who are not going to accept the results of a stolen election this time. I think we've had enough. I think we've had enough of the nonsense. We've had enough of the abuses and usurpations we are in the middle of, knee-deep in a new American revolution. And the evil has had sway for a while, and the good is beginning to arise. Did you hear, by the way, about that new food chain in Papua New Guinea? Did you hear about that? It's Rick-fil-A. The sandwiches there are fantastic. You should try them.
Are they a little chewy?
They're a little, yeah. All right, bud, thanks for the phone call. I do appreciate it. 800-922-6680. I've got theories about why jury number two decided to pull out in New York City, and it's not because she thinks she is biased. I think there are some other things going on, and it's good for us. That's coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account. It is the Rob Carson Show, 800-922-6680. So a lot of things going. A second juror dismissed in Donald Trump's faux nonsense trial in New York City. The dismissed juror tells MSNBC that Trump looks less orange and extremely bored. And you know, honestly, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because we know what they're angling to do. We know the case is bullcrap. We know that they're trying to get a hanging jury in there. Yesterday, Sonny Hostin, she said, you know, you got to be careful because you might get somebody on there who actually is pro-Trump. Well, Sonny, I hate to tell you this, Pookie, but, you know, juries also find people not guilty. And all she has on her mind is finding Donald Trump guilty. The left doesn't care about if he did anything wrong. The left doesn't care. All they want is a guilty verdict. All they want is a hanging jury. That's it. Her thoughts about that should spell it out to you, should absolutely spell that she is afraid that someone with common sense on that jury will look beyond just the hang Donald Trump, take him out of the race, and maybe give him a acquit him. That's what they're concerned about. That's what they're concerned about. And I had heard about this juror saying that she didn't feel that she could be she had some bias, is what she said, she or he or whatever the hell, I don't even know. So I believe, and then the person that I heard that she is an oncology nurse. She lives on the Upper East Side. She's been getting a lot of phone calls from relatives saying, you know, thinking that she's going to be on the jury. And here's what I think. This is my theory about this. Now, you may think that it's a slam dunk that Donald Trump's going to be found guilty. And that's what I'm preparing for. I mean, when the judge Engoron found Donald Trump liable in that idiotic case where he supposedly overvalued his properties, no victim, etc., and settled for fined him $500 million, and that's absurd. That'll be appealed and turned over. But I expected, and I said, guys, be ready. They're going to fine him $500 million. I thought $1 billion because they want to wreck him financially. You know, duh, duh. And then the idiotic appeal, and they got it down to $175 million. I don't know. Maybe if you and I were under had faux charges against us like that, and we were fined $500 million, could you come up with $175 million? No, nobody could. Only Donald Trump could. Only Donald Trump could. So I'm preparing myself for a guilty verdict in this one. But here's what I think about this juror. Because while you're Stephen Colbert, who's honestly unbearable, just a complete moron, just a complete tool, a buffoon, an insult to late-night television, a complete insult to the memory of Johnny Carson, Steve Allen, and Jack Parr, among others, on the opposite end of that is the possibility that even though you want Donald Trump to go to jail, and even though you want Donald Trump to do this, and even though you want Donald Trump out of the race, one person is going to say no, and he's going to get acquitted, and you're going to be on that jury, and all those family members who are calling you and all of your friends on the Upper East Side, all of them are going to know that you were on the jury that acquitted Donald Trump. And no matter what kind of book deal you get, no matter what's going on in your life, they're going to hold it against you for the rest of yours. Did you think about that? No, you didn't think about that, did you? No, you didn't think about that at all. Not one little bit. But now you do. Now you do. So maybe the reason she decided she wanted out is because she didn't want a part of it. Because maybe she realizes that the case is a piece of crap. It's only being used to take down Donald Trump. And they might not be able to find 12 people who can all agree on it. And she doesn't really want to be a part of that group who acquits Donald Trump, even if she voted to convict him and have to live with that the rest of her life. How about that, huh? Is that some good reasoning there? I think so. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting here. Think about how unpopular you'd be in New York City if you were on the jury that acquitted Donald Trump, even if you voted for it. You could try to explain that to your friends at the next cocktail party. But, yeah, who knows? Who honestly knows? It's just a theory on my part. Lara Trump yesterday was on TV talking about what's going on with Donald Trump, and it is igniting a fire under the American people, a fire that was already burning, by the way, and a fire that was already raging. I should say really a fuse that was burning and getting very close to an explosion, and that explosion will happen in November. Here is Lara Trump.
He walks outside of the courthouse and does these speeches. We don't take most of it at this point.
That's Mika Brzezinski. Dear God in heaven, not her.
This is insane. We can all see exactly what this is about and what the goal of this is. Of course, it's to keep Donald Trump from the campaign trail. They want him sitting in a courtroom in New York City. They're going ahead and throwing it all out there to try and tarnish his name even further if they can with American voters. And heck, if they can throw him in jail while they're at it, it's the cherry on top.
Yeah, and you know what? That'll make him even more popular. Even more popular than he was in the hood yesterday with all those black and Hispanic people coming out talking about how much they love Donald Trump. Yeah, all those police officers who celebrated Donald Trump. When Donald Trump came to the wake of a police officer murdered by an illegal who shouldn't have been in the country while Joe Biden went to Radio City Music Hall for a big old fundraiser. Yeah, yeah. You think arresting Donald Trump, do you think finding him guilty and putting him in jail are going to convince them not to vote for him? Oh, no, 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 no.
The good news that we have on our side is it is not working, because I'm happy to report this evening that in the 3 days since they've held Donald Trump in that courtroom, his campaign has raised $3 million. The average donation is $26. If anyone wants to stand with Donald Trump out there, DonaldJTrump.com, GOP.com, we need to send a message. We will not stop fighting for this country. We will not stop fighting for our president.
Yesterday, it was said that Donald Trump, for every count of he's in contempt, right? He's being held in contempt for looking at people the wrong way in the courtroom. And Alvin Bragg, that giant piece of crap, sitting there, and this judge, who is a hanging judge, a political operative, donated money to Joe Biden. That should have ended it right there. He shouldn't be part of this. Just because of that, his daughter raised $95 million for Democrats off of this case, and his wife worked in Letitia James' office for 3 years. I mean, it's laughable if it weren't so damn serious, right? It's laughable if it weren't so damned serious. But they're going to charge Donald Trump with contempt, and every time it costs $1,000, I guess. And I said, well, put me down for one charge of contempt. I'll come up with that. I'll figure something out. Here is Mika Brzezinski talking about donations and how this trial could actually end up making Donald Trump campaign flooding it with cash.
He walks outside of the courthouse and does these speeches.
And she hates the fact that when he leaves the courthouse, and when he goes out, he attracts throngs of tens of thousands of people, that this is becoming so overwhelming that it can't be avoidable anymore. While Joe Biden goes to Dunder Mifflin in Scranton, gets 20 reporters and 3 people to come and see this dementia-addled buffoon who talks about his uncle being eaten by cannibals. I mean, I can't write jokes this good. He writes them for me. Okay, we're sitting here at a meeting. All right, guys, so we need a twist on the plot this week, the presidential candidate. Let's have him be dementia-addled and start relaying stories that are nonsensical. Give me some ideas. Hey, how about this? We have him say that his uncle was shot down in World War II near Papua New Guinea and eaten by cannibals. Okay, there's our episode this week. Let's write around it. Talk to me, send you a script. Have some more coffee here, and let's run with that. Let's go ahead and run with that. Back to Mika.
We don't take most of it at this point unless he says something of newsworthiness. And then going to this bodega and having hundreds of people wanting to meet
him. It's a bodega, according to Jill Biden, and she's a doctor.
Him and using these moments covered by Fox News and other far-right networks.
Hey, Newsmax, far-right. Woo, yeah, woo, white supremacists, MAGA fascists, enemies of democracy.
As sort of campaign events, I think there is something to be said for...
Somebody empty that mop bucket and throw the water on her.
Or what he can do with this. Your thoughts.
It's an ongoing concern because essentially he's like a caged animal. And that's a dangerous situation. He's feeling very threatened. He's out of control.
Well, why is he yawning in court then?
And so we do expect him to lash out anybody who has covered him over the past decade.
He's not lashing out at all. He's going, you know, I'm kind of bored with this. I've got to sit here for 6 weeks with a hanging judge and a hanging jury, and they're going to find me guilty, and I'm wasting my damn time. Really. It's so stupid. It's just so unbelievably stupid. Oh, here are some kids outside the bodega yesterday saying we love Trump. Those are brown kids. How is that possible? Donald Trump is a white supremacist, MAGA fascist, enemy of democracy.
We love Trump. I love you, Trump.
We love Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump.
That's right outside of it. It's a Mexican restaurant right next to the bodega. Right there. They're all black people and brown people. They're all cheering on Donald Trump. How is that possible? How is that possible? You know, I've told you about this. You Democrats, you leftists, you always talk about us and them. You're the them now. You're the man. You're the Cobra Kai, all right? You're Cobra Kai. You're the bad guys. You're the bullies. And right now things are turning, and you're going to get your asses handed to you. And you're going to be on the wrong side of history because you are trying to take down someone, the people's choice for president. You managed to do it in 2020. You've been pursuing him and going after him, and 97% of your press coverage has been negative for 8 years. Two false, fake impeachments that failed, and everything you do fails and fails and fails, and now four political indictments are making you look like fools. You are the them. We are the us, and you are going down. And it's going to happen. And you can gnash your teeth, and you can try to drag us into the pits of hell with you. But Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, and ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, NPR, PBR, MSNBC, you're all going to come out on the wrong side of this. It's going to happen. The wave is massive and unavoidable. So take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.
To a record-setting president. Joe Biden setting record low approval ratings.
What the Democrats have put our nation through. It is a sad day.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
Coming up, I'm going to play the Google employees who decided that they would demand Google cut ties with Israel and their employees, and they've all been fired. You have no First Amendment rights at work. You don't. You can sue them if somebody decides to play grab ass, but you have no First Amendment rights at work. That's just the way it is. Now, you may have been believing that, NBA players and NFL players kneel during the national anthem, and that is technically exercising your First Amendment rights. You don't have the right to do it. They allow it to happen. They've allowed it to happen. Let me give you another example. You want to put I Love Puppies on your shoes, and you're an NFL player. They'll say, take the damn shoes off. But this is my self-expression. We don't care. Nike pays for this. You're going to be fired. There you go. So if you go into your break room and you decide you're going to hold your company hostage, you're going to get fired. Okay, no little snowflake, no little snowflakes are going to survive very well in the real world. Maybe you've been able to do these sit-ins on campus. Not going to work in the real world. I think it's great that that Google fired these little punks. And anyway, I'll get more to that on that very shortly on the show. In the meantime, we do have some calls here. We do have some calls. Let me get to them. Let's go to Adrian in Virginia. Hello there, Adrian. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. Let me just be up front. Give me 25 seconds. Let me be up front. I agree with you about 75-80% of the time. We're on the same team.
We're working
I don't consider myself a Republican for this reason, my point.
Gotcha.
You know, I appreciate what you say when you say you want to see these folks locked up and chained. And I do, too, in all reality. Yes. Because I think they deserve it. But who in the right mind is going to do that? Our Republicans can't even get together. We have a weak speaker. We have weak leaders, minus Trump and a few others. So I'm asking you a legitimate question. Who do you think is going to have the kahunas to do what you're saying? You say they're going to do this, and I would love to be in line with you on that. But I don't see a Republican ever stepping up to the plate. You can't even get Fauci in front of Congress. What makes you think we're going to put people in chains? And I'm not fighting you. I'm just
That's cool, dude. Listen. I appreciate your disagree. If we disagree on things, I can't help it. You're wrong. Just kidding. but what it is? It ain't going to happen before November. It's not going to happen before November. We've got to have a wholesale overhaul of the federal government. We need Donald Trump in office to go in and clean house. That's what we need to do. We're going to have him put people in positions where he can begin investigations, massive investigations. I'm sure they've already chosen people who are going to be in charge of going after the FBI on January the 6th, who are going to be in charge of going after Alejandro Mayorkas and the DHS and the FBI and the DOJ and the CDC and the HHS. They're already getting their plans together. Right now, I'm not going to get too bent out of shape with regard to things that we expect, like Donald Trump being found guilty in this case, with Chuck Schumer, of course, refusing Alejandro Mayorkas' impeachment right now. There's really not a lot we can do about it.
Right.
But I want hell to happen after November.
You and me both, brother. I just don't see it happening with the group we have, man.
I know, dude.
Some of our fighters. I love some of our congressmen. Some of our are tough, but in all reality, man, I think we'll have power, and we're going to do what we did this year and just cower down.
Well, you know what we got to do? We need to stay focused. We need to stay positive. I'm going to do my level best to inform you guys and motivate you guys and be the person who boosts our morale through all of this. Because that's very, very important. We have to every day be able to look at the headlines and be able to look through them and say, we can emerge from this. I think that's all very, very important. So all I can say to you is stay informed. Keep calling, man. I love it when people disagree with me, for sure. But we're going to get through this. Go ahead.
No. I appreciate you taking my call, and I appreciate your perspective. Like I said, man, I hope God's on our side, and you're right, man.
Yeah, I think God is on our side. I really do, Adrian. I appreciate it. And I think, and I tell you also, you bet, you too, bud. I believe this is going to bring us all back together again. Black and white, hillbillies and homeboys, Hebrews, all coming together. Jews and Gentiles, atheists and believers. I mean it. I really do. I think it's going to bring us. It's bringing us together. Did you see the bodega yesterday? Did you see the crowd there yesterday? You hearing the people in New York, people of color, black people saying, "I don't care anymore. I'm not ashamed to say that I support Donald Trump because honestly, I've seen what the Democrat Party has done to me, and to my, the people of my color in this country." Let's go to Tom in Owings Mills. I think we have time for Tom. Do we have time for Tom? All right, Tom, you got 1 minute. Go right ahead, brother.
I was going to say, maybe the genesis for this Scranton yarn is a cryptic rationale for bringing cannibalistic Haitians into the country. Maybe Biden wants you to experience what his ancestors did. You have adventures with cannibals, and you can tell your grandchildren about it someday.
Maybe that's why he brought it up. Because they're bringing in those
1 minute.
Yeah, you got this guy they call him Barbecue in Haiti, and maybe that's why they're bringing in these Haitians.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
That's a great thought, man. I appreciate the phone call. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why Joe Biden said that about his Uncle Bozy being eaten by cannibals, is he's trying to soften us up. And maybe that's why we've gotten so obese over the years, that the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry are trying to fatten us up to be consumed. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
All right, we got a lot of stuff in the second hour. The Google employees, little snowflakes fired, reaction to that. Also, more from the trial in New York City and the jurors that are being kicked off the jury pool. And then, of course, Mike Johnson, whether he's going to be fired, and what happened yesterday with the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. Lots of thoughts on all of it. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Hi, it's Tony Marino, host of the Newsmax Daily Podcast, your daily news bulletin of Newsmax's top headlines, along with commentary from our hosts and experts. You can learn more about all of the free podcasts, including Newsmax Daily, Rob Carson, and Jerry Callahan at newsmax.com/listen.